Proclamation number 6089, dated the October 25th, 1954. Fighting with the sword of the tongue. What you shall say will be given to you in that hour. These are the words I spoke on earth in anticipation of the adversity you'll experience before the end, when you'll have to be answerable to the earthly authority, when you have to justify your thoughts and actions and you are required to renounce me. Then don't be alarmed and don't anxiously consider what you shall say, but say frankly and courageously what is given to you to say. For my spirit will intervene and I will place the words into your mouth, well judged for those who ask you to speak. I will help all those who want to remain faithful to me and give them the strength to offer resistance. And all fear will disappear. You will fill me and be full of confidence that I won't abandon you in this crisis. You will not fear those who threaten you, because you know that one is stronger than those and that this one is on your side and truly will let no injustice happen to you. However, you will have to fight with the sword of your tongue. You will have to refute all objections and also be able to do so, because it is no longer you who will speak, but I myself will speak through you, and my words will truly have the desired effect. For it is necessary that they, too, have to be made to think, as even amongst these there are still weak and undecided people who will then have reached a crossroad and will not know which way to turn. The path shall be pointed out to them. If they take it, they can be considered blessed, but if they disregard it, they will hardly be given the grace again to be spoken to by a leader who tries to guide them correctly. During this time there will be no other way but to fight with the sword of the tongue, and the more convincingly my representatives on earth speak, the more antagonistic people they will win over. And thus it is my will that you should then closely unite with me, so that I myself can speak through you to those I still want to gain. I know that the time will come when the worst comes to the worst, when you will be put under extreme pressure and thus will have to justify yourselves. But then remember my words, that you should not anxiously ask what you shall say, but hand yourselves over with complete confidence to me and my working. And you will speak with wisdom, so that not one of your opponents will be able to reply to it. You, who want to serve me, have no enemy to fear, for you fight for me and by my side, and I will truly also lead you to victory. Amen.